Hello! If you're listening to us, you love movies. And we want to send you to your next movie.
We want you to suggest which movie we should feud next. That's it.
When we feud it, and trust us, we will feud it. We try to get to all our suggestions. The person who suggested it gets 2 free movie tickets on Book My Show.
Just message us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Muncha Movies and let us know which movie you want us to feud.
It doesn't matter if you're listening in 2001 or 2021. Just reach out to us. And then have fun at the movies on us.
And now, on to the episode.
In a world filled with war, hate, suffering, and Justin Bieber, 2 guys fix it all with a battle about a movie. 1 film, 2 opinions, 1 coin. 2 sides. They feud. You decide. It's time for Film Feud.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Film Feud, the podcast where we debate whether top-rated movies should be top-rated. I'm Vidur.
And I'm Vikram.
Hi, Vikram.
What's up, man?
I'm pretty excited about today's episode.
Me too.
Do you know why?
I do know why, yes.
Oh, well, does the audience know why?
Probably not.
Okay, why didn't you tell them first what we're doing here?
So we take a top-rated movie, toss a coin, heads argues for and tails argues against.
And today's episode is pretty special because we're about to go watch a pretty special movie, one I've been pretty excited about, called...
Joker.
Just Joker.
Lot of hype around this one.
Lot of hype. And I'm super excited to watch it because the trailer looks sick. And I read this thing like, oh, even if the movie's not good, at least we'll always have the trailer. And you got to say, the trailer looks good.
I can't because I haven't seen it. I purposely stay away from trailers and reviews and stuff for movies that I'm looking forward to. But that being said, I'm looking forward to this movie.
Well, I'm a little nervous about which way the movie goes and which way the coin toss goes. So, before we have to spill too much, why don't we just get to the coin toss and reveal our thoughts after?
Sure, let's do it.
So I'll be tossing the coin. Heads means I argue for Joker. Tails means argue against. Let's go. And it's heads.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Aha.
Okay.
I'm happy.
So now automatically you love this movie.
I already told you the trailer looks sick AF.
Well, what we've seen from the past few years, the trailers and movies don't necessarily be the same thing. So it's possible that the trailer is amazing and the movie sucks.
The movie sucks.
That was perfect. That was spot on.
This movie has a lot of controversy, which I don't buy. It's probably like social justice culture gone mad or whatever. So I'm curious what it's all about.
Have you seen like a ton of reviews already?
From the Venice Film Festival, where it won like the best film award. Yes. And, you know, a lot of standing ovations, which goes in my favor.
Sure.
But dude, it's Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, and I do like Joaquin Phoenix.
That man does no wrong.
But it's also Todd Phillips directing a super serious movie. Which
I like Hangover. Hangover's a great movie.
Starsky and Hutch, brilliant stuff.
Well, we're about to go watch the movie and I'm going to go with an open mind.
No one believes you. And I'm just curious to see what the hype is all about. So let's go. We're getting late for our show.
All right, let's go figure it out. Let's go watch the movie.
Ah, what an overindulgent quagmire of mediocrity. That's what this movie was.
A quagmire?
Yep.
What is a quagmire apart from an awesome character from Family Guy?
A quagmire is just a mashup, mumbo jumbo, humble jumble of absolute mediocrity.
Firstly, shut the F up.
F, okay.
You're so screwed, Vikram. This movie was so good. Actually, I'm a little trepidatious of having this feud at all.
Why?
How trepidatious. I see your quagmire and I raise you trepidatious.
It's great, but why?
Because I'm so haunted. I'm speechless.
God, shut up, dude.
As Anupama Chopra said in her review, I can't speak for a few hours. That's how I felt after this movie, man. I'm still processing it. It's so good. It's so goddamn good.
So you want to tap out of the feud? Just walk away?
I would, but I got to do it for the people.
Okay.
Because you're going to... I don't even know what you're going to say. This movie is so good. You're going to come up with some like stupid nitpicks and stuff. But man, can we just start with our man, Joaquin Phoenix? Are you just going to concede Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes and no. So he is definitely the strongest.
I'm glad to hear the yes, firstly. At least you're being realistic.
Yeah, he's definitely the strongest part of this movie. There's no doubting that. And for anyone who sees it, who ends up having problems with it, who doesn't like it, just like I didn't as much as a lot of people out there. Joaquin Phoenix, sort of by the end of it, becomes undeniable in terms of his power.
Undeniable. I like that word. Also, I'm kind of scared of him. Like, not just because of his movie. His whole career has been building up to this movie. He is one scary mofo, dude. And have you seen him doing the publicity for this movie? He's the greatest actor of our generation, possibly. Because, like, DDL, Daniel Day-Lewis, kind of called peace. He's like, it's too much, I retire.
And he's kind of not our generation, if you think about
maybe,
it.
Maybe, yeah. Philip Seymour Hoffman passed away. May he rest in peace. That's it. It just leaves Joaquin. Like, The Master and a bunch of other, like, amazing movies that I didn't watch. And now this... He's amazing.
He just said The Master and a bunch of amazing movies that I didn't watch.
I didn't watch, but I know they were amazing.
Yeah, because you read about it.
But
listen,
he's scary, dude. He's so scary. Have you been seeing his talk show appearances?
No, I haven't. No, I told you I didn't watch anything.
Dude, I almost felt like a double like homage, like a meta thing. He would tell the talk show people, do you want to know how I got this scar on my lip? Like, I felt like he'd be in his Joker character still, which is what Heath Ledger used to do. And I don't mean to mock his slight physical deformity, but it goes so well with his Joker character. He should just go to Jimmy Fallon and be like, do you want to know how I got this scar? And then he should tell every talk show a different version of how he got it. And he's been on Jimmy Kimmel, where they showed a clip of him freaking out on the set of Joker against his cinematographer because he kept whispering. It was one of those like Joaquin Phoenix on Letterman moments where he's just like, okay, you know, I apologize, but he shouldn't have been doing it. He shouldn't have been doing it. And now that I've seen the movie, I'm like, dude, this dude scares me. I also saw one of his promotions where somebody is telling him, it was like for an animated movie, and he's like... did you watch the movie? She's like, oh, yeah, it was very emotional. I cried 3 times. And he looks at Ed in the eye. He's like, I don't think you've cried a single time in your life. All of Joaquin Phoenix's career has been building to this, dude. He's so good.
Okay, calm down, dude. Firstly, you haven't said anything about his performance in the movie and just about his talk show appearances, which I don't understand.
The best Joker of all time.
That's not even up for debate. That's not true. I don't even agree with your point about him being scary. It doesn't come across as that because, and this is not hating on his performance. His performance is fine. I think it's a problem with the script and the plot and the movie in general. But it almost felt like he was part of another story where Todd Phillips was probably just like, listen, you do your Joker and we're going to force insert you in this movie. So it felt very disconnected for me. I honestly could not take him seriously for more than half the movie.
What are you talking about? All it was serious. It was like the breakdown of a mentally ill character. I'm telling you, dude, this is the best Joker. You said it's not up for debate. It's because it's not. He's outdone Heath Ledger.
That's not true because Heath Ledger, when you saw that Joker of Heath Ledger, that's what scared me. It literally scared me to the bone in terms of, oh my God, what has this guy done? And he tried to take like a lot from that and make his own version of it, which is respectable. But his character was either never funny enough to be likable. He was never menacing enough to be scary. It was just kind of there in the middle.
He was the best Joker since Raj Kapoor in Mera Naam Joker.
No, Heath Ledger's the best Joker. I agree with the Raj Kapoor point, man. Yeah, that guy that guy killed it.
Very appropriate. Uske Siva. And then there was another song in it, I think. I think it was like, Are Bhai Zara Dekh Ke Chalo. I'm just trying to jam in Mera Naam Joker into Joker. And I'm really enjoying it.
But me too.
It goes Raj Kapoor, followed by Joaquin Phoenix, followed by Mark Hamill, followed by Heath Ledger, followed by Nicholson. Followed by...
Listen, you've already lost credibility in the eyes of the listeners because you put Heath Ledger fourth in that list.
Let me finish my list. Followed by Adam West era, whoever played Joker. I'm sorry, I don't know his name.
I think he was an actual clown.
Followed by Akshay Kumar in the movie Joker.
Okay.
Followed by Pennywise the clown.
Oh, okay.
Followed by Jared Leto. That's the correct order.
What about Akshay Kumar in Hera Feri or Phir Hera Feri?
Oh, that's true. That comes right along with Akshay Kumar in the film Joker, which I haven't seen, and I don't know if he was a Joker in it.
Okay. Are you done with this obscure list?
He should win Academy Awards for this, for sure.
That I can totally see happening because they never really care about the movie when it's for a Best Actor nomination. So that I can totally see. His performance is very powerful by the end of it, but it didn't fit with the movie, which is my biggest complaint because... It really felt disjointed.
You're conceding the feud. You're telling me he should win an Academy Award for Best Actor.
But this movie should not win an Academy Award for Best Movie. We're feuding the movie or Joaquin Phoenix's performance.
I mean, he's pretty much in every frame of the movie, dude. And like so much of it came from him. Apparently, I saw this notes on a scene by Todd Phillips about the first scene. You know, the biggest promotional shot for the movie is like Sad Clown. He has a tear running down his cheek, but because it's in the blue makeup, you can actually see it. Natural take, one shot, not in the script, not artificial.
Yeah,
he's just in the character, tear rolls down. They're like, well, that's the take we're using, and that's now the poster.
Totally believable. It was Joaquin Phoenix through and through, not in the script, just makes complete sense. Like, he's just doing his thing.
That's insane.
That's great. But this is, we're not talking about Joaquin Phoenix's performance. We're talking about this movie. It doesn't fit with the movie.
It's inseparable.
It is completely separable. That's the problem. Because, like you said, he's there throughout most of the movie, and still I felt that it didn't coalesce at all. It didn't make sense. For example, like his, and this is the problem of the story tied in with Joaquin Phoenix's performance, like a point here, his laughing disorder, they literally use that as a crutch. It only comes up in moments where it'll have the most impact, where it'll make everything weird or sinister. Otherwise, it doesn't feel natural as a disorder in his performance.
Well, you don't know when these things act up, right? It's basically like a seizure. So like when he's super stressed, when he's doing stand-up for the first time, it comes up.
Or when he's just sitting and giving an interview. It'll literally only come up when it adds to the impact of the scene.
So what? He does it so well. It's painful to watch in a good way. Painful the way like Sophie's Choice is painful to watch.
He does it well, I agree, but the movie doesn't feel well. Can we move on from Joaquin? I think we've established what we thought
Joaquin
about it.
Joaquin is amazing. You concede that. I don't know what you can say beyond that, but okay, let's talk about what you didn't like in the movie in general.
You know what? Let's just jump ahead. Can we talk about the ending of the movie? Because that's also raised a lot of hoo-ha.
Amazing.
What is the ending?
Amazing. I'm happy to talk about the ending and the theories of the ending. But like the fact that they got away with showing a Joker origin and making it multiple choice, insane.
They didn't get away with shit. They just made it and put it out there. That's it.
So let's break it down. We haven't had a chance to talk about it. But yeah, like in the end, they cut away and he's actually been in like Arkham Asylum all along.
Not all along. That's not what they showed. He is in Arkham Asylum.
Okay, so it's like basically up for grabs. And you know, a lot of this movie was getting a lot of like hate from diehard fans because they're like, Joker's not supposed to have an origin. And the most famous Joker origin is by Alan Moore, The Killing Joke. But even within that, Joker says, I want my origin to be multiple choice. So here they gave us a compelling origin and then they got away with still leaving it multiple choice because you don't know whether it happened in his head. The therapist he's talking to in the asylum looks a lot like the therapist he's been maybe imagining in the actual story. So that leaves the question of like, what is he imagining that therapist all along? And then, or maybe there's just only black therapists in Gotham for some reason.
With the same haircut.
And then he just says, oh, I just thought of a joke. You wouldn't get it because he's imagining like he caused Bruce Wayne turning into Batman. But did he? Is he just imagining it? Is it just a joke? Isn't that brilliantly executed?
No, it's not brilliantly executed because they should have stuck to an ending. Because I'm supposed to feel something after a movie. I'm supposed to, even if it's a MCQ version of an ending or a very Nolan-esque ending where it's ambiguous, I'm supposed to feel its effect. Here, I just felt let down.
You're a Marvel fanboy. That's what you want. This ending.
I'm not a Marvel fanboy, firstly. I resent that statement.
That's what it is. You're not satisfied with like a solid R-rated, single, no CGI movie. You want a post-credit scene. You want a proper ending.
Where is all of this coming from? I never allude to any of this. This ending should have been... It doesn't come across good well because I'm so confused by the end of it. What am I supposed to be feeling? Am I supposed to be feeling scared? Am I supposed to be feeling
haunted?
Am I supposed to relate to his character? Am I supposed to abhor his character? I don't feel any of that.
No, you nailed it. Haunted.
You nailed it. I didn't say that. I said, am I supposed to be feeling haunted? Because I don't.
What did you feel?
I felt let down. Like I said, I couldn't relate to any of the possible endings in terms of none of those resonated with me. I couldn't be like, oh my God, was he imagined? None of that, what you're saying. I didn't feel any of that.
The man takes his own blood and puts a smile, the Joker smile on his face. Okay. Did that not work for you as an ending?
That was a great scene.
Okay, then just think of the Arkham Asylum scene as a post-credit scene.
Okay, that doesn't help.
Why? I mean, it's like basically that's the ending of the Joker story. That's the movie they wanted to tell. But then they geniusly left it up for grabs. Unfortunately, I don't think Joaquin Phoenix will ever come back for another Joker. Otherwise, it would have been a great continuation because he's older in Arkham Asylum. But it's just like, did he imagine it? Did he not? It's just like a Nolan-esque ending. You leave it up for grabs.
I think the ending of this movie would have been much more powerful if they wouldn't have shown that last Arkham Asylum scene.
Okay, sure. Consider it a post-credit scene.
that doesn't change anything because it's still part of a movie and the narrative of that movie. They just completely...
You're not willing to like wrestle with the power of cinema and the ambiguity of storytelling. You want like a clean ending for Joker. And in fact, if it had a clean ending, I bet you would have been disappointed because then you wouldn't have been able to do the math like, oh, look at his age versus Bruce Wayne. Is this the definitive like origin for a Joker, even in this like alternate universe? It's so much better this way. It's so much like a comic book this way. And this is how you do an R-rated comic book.
Okay, so I never viewed this movie. I never assumed that this movie is part of any DC universe. In my mind, when I went to watch it, I knew that I was going to watch a standalone film about Joker, the character Joker. That's it. And that's how I treated it. So I had no inhibitions about, oh my God, Bruce Wayne itna chota hai, kab bada hoga, kya scene hai, Joker hai ya nahi hai, origin story. I am treating this as a movie. And as a movie, it didn't make sense with that ending. At least show that ending a little... Like they try to be so ambiguous with so many different plot points that the resulting... addition of ambiguity didn't add anything.
What else were they ambiguous about? It's almost like he's fight clubbing himself, right? Like with his whole imagining of his girlfriend, Zazie Beetz, I guess we'll go with. And that reveal and the fact that he imagines himself on the Murray Franklin show. It's almost like it's kind of up for grabs. It doesn't matter. It adds to the mystery of the character, even in the standalone movie. It's like you don't know what was real and what wasn't. And at the end of the day, there is a very clear straight interpretation here on offer. Like all of this could just be straightforward real. And then after that, he gets caught after his little dance and the blood smearing in his face. And he ends up in Arkham Asylum. And all he's imagining is that, well, by doing that, he caused Bruce Wayne to become Batman. He's older. Batman exists now by the time he's older. It's a joke.
Is it clear that he's older? Is it like, what's the scene? Also, the whole point of him imagining everything sitting in Arkham Asylum doesn't work because then he's imagining his girlfriend within his imagination, which is weird as shit.
Inception.
This is no Inception Christopher Nolan stuff here.
Let me quote Joker from the movie Joker when it comes to you bitching about the ending. It's a joke and you wouldn't get it.
Well done, Vidur.
You didn't get it.
You know, one super...
You're like the black therapist.
I'm just going to ignore that and move on. I read this one really funny interpretation of a possible ending is that everything after he goes inside the fridge is a hallucination because the oxygen got cut off and now he's imagining everything.
Yeah, that's every movie. Everything after he got hit by the cab is a hallucination. Everything is a hallucination. But like, it's fun that they've left it like that. I thought it was such a great tool. But it's fine. Okay, you can go with any possible interpretation of the ending. Doesn't take away from the sheer force that this movie is. Todd Phillips made this movie.
I agree, which let's talk about that. But I still feel that you're confusing Joaquin Phoenix's performance as what this movie is.
No,
there are two distinct things.
Dude, I could talk about Joaquin Phoenix's performance all day. Like, the makeup tear, the dancing was all him. He just came up with that. Like, just
I'm sure everything was all him because Todd Phillips had nothing for him. He's like, tu Joker ban, bro.
What do you mean? He wrote the movie and he directed the movie. You can't take away Joaquin's performance from Todd Phillips as well.
I can. And let's talk about Todd Phillips. You have anything good to say about it?
What? Do I have anything good to say about it?
He should stick to Starsky and Hangover, bro.
Comedy directors make serious movies. It's really hit or miss. And so it is with comedy actors doing serious roles as well. Todd Phillips has been building up to this, man. Like, starting with Starsky and Hutch, you know, he almost directed Borat. He ended up, like, writing the story for it and, like, ended up leaving as director or whatever.
Yeah, I believe that.
Then Hangover, which he killed. By the way, the guy made $50 million from Hangover.
Yeah, I believe that too. Yeah.
So he'd already killed it. And like, he still made comedy movies. And now all is forgiven. Like, Due Date is forgiven. Hangover 3 is forgiven. He made War Dogs, which is actually an interesting transition to like a more serious movie. But it's still a light comedy movie. He just knocked it out of the park. And even like, as a director, you get credit and you get, you know, you get the blame for anything good or bad. The cinematography in this movie is fucking amazing, mind my French.
You haven't said anything pro about Todd Phillips. Cinematography is different because he's not completely in charge of that and it's someone else's responsibility too.
Yeah, but you still get credit for it.
Of course you get credit for it. You're the director of the movie.
Okay,
and
you get credit for the performance as well.
Yeah,
you
which
don't
is
get
sad.
Credit for Joaquin Phoenix losing 23 kgs, but you get credit for like pushing him to that.
I agree.
The script.
Yeah, so you know what my problem with this movie was, especially talking about Todd Phillips' directing, it literally felt like a seasoned comedy director is attempting to use first grade filmmaking techniques and just copying a great actor who he hopes will carry his movie.
That's such a bias.
That's exactly what happened.
You already knew that he's a first grade comedy director, so that's such a bias. Come on, man. Oh, if you didn't know...
If I didn't know, I would say a seasoned comedy director. I would just be like
Shut
a director.
Shut up.
This movie is literally... picking up so many things from other movies, trying to stitch it all together and literally relying on Joaquin Phoenix's performance.
What other movies? Taxi Driver and King of Comedy, I'm guessing.
Those are the obvious ones, which I don't even understand. Like the King of Comedy references are literally straight plagiaristic in this movie. It's unbelievable. Because
Robert De Niro is in it?
Not at all. It's Joaquin Phoenix's story, which is the story of Robert De Niro from King of Comedy about being in a talk show, imagining all of that. It literally, he doesn't add anything to it. If he's just straight picking up concepts and just shooting them with Joaquin Phoenix.
Firstly, he adds a lot. He adds the fact that it's like R-rated. So like the stakes are so much higher. The fact that he shows Joaquin or like
They're R-rated as well.
No, not really. The fact that he shows Arthur Fleck like literally killing himself, and that's his plan going on to the talk
show.
That's
the Taxi Driver part of it.
You know, I haven't seen Taxi Driver. I hate it when this comes
I don't know
up.
How you're arguing with me right now. You have no idea what you're talking about.
But I have seen and love The King of Comedy. And Robert De Niro's performance was amazing. This is just the same-ish performance to the next level. Robert De Niro is like mentally deranged. This guy is mentally ill to the point of he's planning to kill himself and eventually kills like the talk show host. Well, King of Comedy was nothing like that. He just wants to get on and he kidnaps the talk show host in a very different stalkerish way. He kills his father figure, basically.
I understand that, but and I'm doing you a service right now because you haven't seen Taxi Driver. Joaquin Phoenix's character imagining being on Robert De Niro's show is Robert De Niro from King of Comedy plus Robert De Niro from Taxi Driver.
Okay, those are not bad things to mix, by the way.
If you add something to it, then I understand. But he's literally taking those two things, jumbling them together, and writing a script on that. There's nothing Todd Phillips is adding to that movie.
He added like the Joker backstory. He added the actual tackling of mental illness in terms of, you know, the societal mirror. You know, Vikram, when he's staring at the mirror, looking at his clown face, mm-hmm. That's actually society he's looking at.
Achcha.
This movie is a mirror of society. Oh. We have mental illness problems, how we treat them, how people can go overboard. I think this is from The Killing Joke as well, where Joker says the only difference between like someone with mental illness and someone with not is like one bad day. And that's kind of what we see. Like this Arthur Fleck's whole like life is shown is sort of one bad day. Especially with his mother reveal, the fact that his mother was mentally ill. So it's also like nature, nurture. And then, of course, America. So like there's a gun problem situation that they're tackling with him getting the gun. And then, which has always been the case with Gotham and like the Joker story, the rich, poor, class divide. It's amazing. It's like so many elements. So Taxi Driver and I guess King of Comedy, they were like... King of Comedy is like... kind of light in tone. So it's like, and Jerry Lewis manages to keep that tone really well. So that's kind of too light. Taxi Driver, I know, is probably really hectic and intense in tone. But this tonal balance with superhero, with Joker character and Joaquin performance, that's what bringing something new is, man. Like, you know, not everybody can just add a new story. There's only 7 stories ever written in the world. That's what they say.
I'm not talking about making an entire new story, but we've seen many times where directors have taken inspiration or are paying homages to other movies, but they add their own flavor to it.
What, like Quentin adds more blood?
You're seriously disputing this point? Like directors don't do that, where they take references from old movies and add their own like...
Yeah, like Quentin Tarantino rips off movies. We still enjoy them.
I haven't seen those movies, so I can't really comment on that, but... Here,
I mean, you've seen Westerns and you've seen Quentin Tarantino movies. That doesn't mean Quentin's movies are bad, right?
Of course not, but that's not what this point is. Westerns, like the story is different. Westerns are a genre of a movie. Like he's literally paying his homage, which I'm sure was the intention. I'm paying my homage to Scorsese.
Let's move beyond the homages for Todd Phillips, right? A director also has to bring people together. And he's a writer-director. So anything good in the story goes to him. The score of this movie, so good. And he said he wrote the score in advance and it actually drove Joaquin's performance. And that might be a kind of a genius revelation as a director as well. Like the dance that Joaquin does is because he heard the score and naturally like started like moving to it. The score is amazing. The cinematography is amazing. The performance is amazing. That's all the director, man. Come on, what do you want?
I want so much more than that, dude. I want Robert De Niro to have a better character. I want the pacing to be better. What the hell was wrong with the pacing in this movie?
I want Robert De Niro a better character. He could have been played by anyone. It doesn't matter. The fact that he was in there just like elevated.
Exactly.
So this is fine. It's not his movie.
Mark Maron could have played this character.
I enjoyed watching Mark Maron, by the way. Go Maron. Be in better movies.
Yeah, sure. But
I'll tell you what you want. I'll tell you what you really want.
Okay.
You wanna? You really, really? No. What you want is 40 superheroes jammed in one scene. You want.
Why do you keep going back to the MCU? You're talking about yourself. You're the MCU fan. I hate the MCU.
You don't hate the MCU. Come on.
I really hate the MCU. Yeah.
You want a CGI fest?
No.
You want people getting big and small?
Come on. Keep going. I know where you're going.
You want a funeral at the end?
Huh?
You want a post-credit scene that links to other movies? I don't know, man. Like, what more do you want from this guy, Todd Phillips? He's like amazing, dude. I'll watch anything.
I want him to
next.
Not do this.
You know what he's doing next, by the way?
I don't care. I'm pretty much not going to watch
the
it.
The only thing
this.
Possibly darker than a Joker movie, a biography of Hulk Hogan starring Chris Hemsworth. It's going to be amazing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's so out there.
Jesus. Okay, I mean, that has potential to be funny, so maybe I'll watch that, because he's good at that. But he's not, he took a shot at a serious movie.
No, he's done, by the way. He said he's retiring from comedy because of woke culture.
Oh, God. So he's going to do this more and more?
He's established himself as a masterful guy doing this more and more. I hope he does
says
this
who?
More and more.
Says who?
Says the box office, says IMDb score, and says me. Yeah, that's my
All
job
All three
to say.
Things are not credible for good filmmaking.
Are you calling me not credible?
Yep.
You bitch.
You, yep. IMDb, box office, and Vidur Singhal. You're a credible filmmaker. Not really, bro. Not really.
Oh, so good. This movie's so good. I can't wait to watch it again.
Are you going to?
Yeah, as Joker would say.
Like, seriously, like pretend we're not feuding. Are you going to? Come on, man. Just tell me the truth.
Why don't you pretend we're not feuding and tell me if you're going to? Because I know
I
you will.
I am not. I am not.
To quote Joker, this movie will put a smile on your face. Let's face it.
No, I've seen the movie. It didn't put a smile on my face. It didn't put a sad expression on my face. I was the emoji with the straight line as the face. That was me after this movie. I can't get over it, man. And I'm glad only about one thing, that Joaquin Phoenix did what he did. I agree he should get an Oscar, because as an individual performance, that's going to be a mind. Has to be a mind.
I'm going to have a dream tonight, and it's going to be Joaquin singing, Jina yaha, manna yaha, uske siva jana kaha.
So that was this week's episode of Film Feud. Hope you guys enjoyed.
Thank you for listening. And now we feuded, and you, our listeners, get to decide who you think won. You can vote on our social media at Muncha Movies, or comment on YouTube, or write into us, or check out our website, munchamovies.com.
You can also find us wherever you get your podcasts, Google, Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, CastBox, and more.
Until next week.
Bye-bye.